Good morning. My purpose for being here today is that on August 18th, 2007, eligible voters approved the creation of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District by a vote of 568 for the district to 339 against the district. This total includes 128 absentee ballots. County Council is required to issue a determination establishing the district within 30 days of the referendum. This will allow the county engineer and the attorney for the county council to procure the necessary lands and right-of-ways by purchase agreement or condemnation. This also directs the county engineer to prepare maps, plans, specifications, and estimates, let contracts for and supervise the construction and maintenance of or enlarging and remodeling of structures required to provide for safe disposal of sewage in the sanitary sewer district. This also directs county finance director and county engineer to apply for, accept, and receive grant loans and other funding necessary to provide adequate financing for the planning, design, construction, and all other phases of the sanitary sewer district. Our first order of business with the approval of this sanitary sewer district would be to provide interim service to the woods on Herring Creek, which has a failing community system. I also at this time have a request from County Engineer Mike Izzo, and I would like to read that. I would like to lift the moratorium on connections at the Woodgill and Herring Creek tomorrow. While the pumping and hauling continues to be performed, connections would be allowed on a hardship basis as determined by myself and the Homeowners Association with DENREC's approval. We estimate 3 to 5 residents need a hardship connection based upon their participation in the referendum process. Once the temporary connection is in place, then all connections would be permitted. We will take over the temporary pumping and hauling in January, and I estimate the temporary connection to Tidewater, Artesian, or West Bay Park to be 6 to 9 months out. Mike will put together an RFP for treatment and disposal in September. Mm-hmm. Questions?
So basically, we're going to get a private sector to do that part, just resolve the problem in that one area.
On a temporary basis, yes, until we have our structure
we get
in place.
To our end, okay.
We will operate the system, but we will pump to somebody else for treatment or haul.
Right. It'll be under our dictatorship, for lack of a better word.
Right.
It would sub out the treatment.
Right.
Okay.
That's cool.
So, you got a motion?
I have a resolution if the county attorney would like to read that. At least the heading.
Please.
This is a resolution entitled Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District declared under the provisions of Title IX, Chapter 65 of the Delaware Code. Would you like for me to read the entire resolution?
We don't need the whole thing, just the title.
Okay. That's it.
Okay, so moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips. Title of the resolution just read by Mr. Hackett. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. And we don't need to approve the lifting the moratorium.
There was no kind of motion.
It wasn't a motion to put it on?
Put it on.
Okay.
It's just basically an agreement.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Jones?